Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
6:47 on your Tuesday morning, this 20th day of December. We've been talking about this for a little while now with the Superintendent Jeff Taubert, the changes that are on the table for Canton City Schools. And the school board had a chance to vote on this last night. So we have with us this morning the president of Canton City Schools, J.R. Rinaldi. He's on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. And as always, thank you so much for what you do for our community and the 1480 WHBC. We are very blessed to have both of you in a part of our lives every day.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So let's talk about the meeting last night. Let's start with first things first. The McKinley High School right now is not moving downtown, correct?
No, somebody's got to have a very big checkbook to make that happen right now for us. As a board last night, we voted 5-0 to move on the elementary aspect of this, which is a new Sowers Middle K-6 building, a new Mason K-6 building, and the addition at Madge Utz, which is over on 19th Street in the northeast end. So 5-0 vote, and it was a logical choice. The loudest that we've heard from our community, really this has been 7 years in the making. But the elementaries, all of us felt that they were the most important at this time with the base that we have put together. And it was an exciting 5-0 vote for the community last night.
So this is going to reduce the number of buildings that the district will use. What will happen to the buildings that are not going to be used anymore?
Well, as the superintendent has eloquently, expressed through his numerous meetings in person and on Zoom and on your show, there's some state laws that we have to follow that, charter schools get first option on anything we have. We are not going to create a scenario like how the old layman sat there and things that way. So we're going to be creative. I know that the superintendent has some plans on working with some government agencies and whatnot, but charter schools get first dibs, but we're going to work through all those hurdles and make sure that we don't leave any eyesores with the old buildings and whatnot. Old Sowers will be tore down. Baxter School, which was right up the street, we just tore that down recently. So once we clear those hurdles, it's a pretty clear vision of what we're going to do. But we are very aware that the neighborhoods have expressed to us that we do not want another old layman situation, which if you look at it now, it's a vibrant, building that has had multi-million dollars of investment in. And to me, now that's the anchor of that old neighborhood on 14th and Oxford.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you look at this, I mean, it was an ambitious plan to move McKinley. It became what everybody was talking about. But why the change in not moving McKinley right now?
Well, it wasn't so much that we changed course. We had three options to choose from, and the board felt that, the elementary piece was the logical choice, as I stated. The high school piece, a lot of things have to come together. I know the superintendent and the board having discussions with community resource partners and folks of that nature. And really, unless you have a solid plan to move on, it doesn't make any realistic sense to bring something like that forward to our community and our voters. So at this time, the elementary piece was the logical choice to move on.
And explain how that's going to be funded, the elementary piece of all of this.
Yes, the superintendent announced last night that we currently get 4.3 mils from our Design for the Future plan, and they have priced this out with the elementaries. And it looks the preliminary numbers look like 4.41 mil ask, which they're saying is a $4 a year increase on a $100,000 home. If it was up to me, I have been lobbying to use the same money. I know that I asked last night specifically to the treasurer and superintendent, have we finalized that ballot language, which is very tricky these days because, our folks in Columbus at the State House really like to make things difficult on public education entities. So our law firm is working with our superintendent and treasurer and firming that up. But right now, the most it would be a $4 increase on a $100,000 house. But that's 4.41 mil We currently get 4.30 going back to the days of Fred Blosser in the design for the future project.
Wow. that's a blast from the past right there when you said that.
I feel young when I say that.
I know. So do I. and I would just have to ask, the consensus on the school board, do you guys, are you all feeling like you're interested in making the move for McKinley when the price is right and the things work?
Well, I think everybody understands that it's a 50-plus year building, year-old building, and once some of the other districts finish their high school projects this year, we'll be, I think, the second or third oldest building in Canton. And really, when you look at the Hall of Fame Village and all that, I'm the only board member that's been around from day one. You know, first and foremost, I'll clear up any questions out there that they owe us. The Hall of Fame Village has fulfilled everything that they promised us. We got that new beautiful locker room worth probably $10 million now with the way the real estate market is and all the other caveats and cutouts of it. So they've fulfilled, their end of it to us. So we own everything up there. We have a controlling interest in the ground. We own all the ground. And so to me, we own the most, the most prized possession in the county. And moving forward, unless we have something that's logical, we know we need a new building. But we also know that we need to do our homework and diligence. So if we have to ask the community for more money, here's the logical, sensible approach that they can understand and respect.
All right. Well, I mean, I know that there are many, many families around the area that are excited about the elementary school plan and feel like it's a long time coming. So obviously we'll keep in touch with you and the superintendent as this whole thing moves forward. I appreciate you coming on and explaining it to everyone this morning.
As they always say, Canton City Schools, you can get there from here.